Amen. All right, now today we've been talking about some stuff the past couple weeks, and we've been talking about money. If you think to yourself, Pastor Richard, I don't got no money. That's okay. That's okay. One day you will. I'm believing. One day you will. And this isn't like just the stuff where we say, oh, you know, well, you give all your money to church, because if you happen to think that all churches want is your money, then you must not be sticking around this place for a while. You must not have been around here for a while, because we like to do stuff with the stuff that we got. And I love this church, because you can see where everything we do, where it all goes, how it goes to the community and stuff like that. I love it. Even that Peru stuff, that was a long video, man, but there was some good stuff going on. I mean, it's just crazy to see all the stuff that your church does, and even think next year, man. If you guys don't know, man, we're doing like 4 different mission trips next year. South Africa, we're gonna go to South Africa. We're gonna go back to Dominican Republic. We're gonna do, what else are we gonna do? What did I say? The Philippines. Oh, that's gonna be crazy. Yeah, I don't know, man. That's some dangerous stuff. You got to be old and yoked to go to there. And then one other place, but I forgot. Oh, Mexico. We're gonna go to Ensenada, I think. Yeah, and so that's a good one. Heck yeah, man. Thank you. Good food there. Just don't drink the water. And no, not Japan. Maybe the year after. But I say all that to say this, is we're a busy place because we believe in reaching out to people. And you know, it takes stuff to do stuff. You know what I mean? That's just true for going to the movies, man, because it's expensive to do stuff like that. But here's the whole thing, is you have to know this. Whenever we talk about these kind of things, you have to know that money has a purpose. And a problem is when you don't know that money or finances or whatever it is that you have in your hand or your pocket, whatever you have in your heart, if you don't know it has a purpose, then you end up like wasting it. You like spend it all on Cheetos. I remember one time we had a girl roll up here years ago, and she laid down like a $20 bill and was like, give me all the Cheetos, this'll buy. And she literally bought $20 worth of Cheetos. It's the worst part is we actually sold it to her. Okay, so her fingers were like orange for days. But when you don't know what it's meant for, you spend it on dumb things, right? Like teenagers every year, teenagers, you guys, are a $200 billion industry. Like every year, the teenagers in America spend $200 billion, not million, $1 billion. That's ridiculous. I don't even know where you guys get that money from, right? It all goes to what? Like, if you have $100 bills, if you had $100, what would you spend it on, right? Like, what would you spend it on? Clothes, shoes, food. Clothes, food for the home. Thank you. Thank you. Got a purpose for that cash. What's that? Soccer gear. Very important. Very important. Charity. Very important. Tithing. Thank you. The whole, it'd technically be a full amount of burnt offering. But if you spent the whole thing. See what I'm saying? Most of this stuff is like disposable. Like literally. You buy that Chipotle, you will either get, you will get E. coli, and then it will be gone in 4 hours. Done. Out of you. And it's disposable. So, I'm not saying it's bad. Get your Chipotle, get your clothes, get it sent to you on Amazon Prime. That's all right. But the problem is, if you don't have a purpose for it, you end up wasting it all, right? Even your money, because look, if it's important to you, it's important to God. That's why God cares about who you date, because it's important to you. I hope it's important to you. You know, it's like, you know, that's why God cares about your schooling, because it's important to you, or at least important to your parents. So it's important to God. It's the same thing with your money. You ain't just loaning 20 to nobody. You want to know you're going to get it back with interest. If it's important to you, it's important to God. So even your money has a purpose. See, your money has to have a job. That's what we've been talking about, purpose. We've been talking about, remember last week, tithing, 10, 10, 80? Remember that? You tithe 10, that's what 10, you tithe 10%. You get $10, one of it goes to Jesus, one of it goes to you, you got to save it. And then the 8, you can spend it on whatever you want. You know, you spend it on whatever, because some of you guys got phone bills you got to take care of. You see, 10% to God, 10% to yourself, 80%, you know, you spend it on your needs, like makeup, like going to the movies, like whatever you need to spend it on, okay? Now, here's a challenge, is even if you do 10%, 10%, 80%, here's the challenge. You guys at Philippians 4 yet? Here's the big question, Philippians 4. The big question is, how much is enough? How much? How much is enough? Enough? It's a tricky question. How much is enough? How much is enough? How do you know when you have enough money? When you can support yourself? But what does it take to support a brother? Right? An apartment? Electricity? But how much electricity? Right? Like, how much is enough? How much money is enough money? When you feel like it, what does it feel like then when you have enough? Right? Like, how are you happy? How much is it going to make for you to be happy? These are hard questions, right? Like, I don't care what age you are. Like your parents, your grandparents are probably struggling with that question. How much is enough? How many shirts is enough shirts to own? So you only need 7 shirts? 10 shirts? Because a couple of them are going to be dirty and you don't want to do laundry once a week. How many shirts is enough shirts? More? 12? 14? You need 20 shirts. You need 20 shirts. Now how many pair of pants? 15 pair of pants and 20 shirts? How much is enough? How many video games are enough video games? How much data for your internet plan on your phone is enough data? How many gigabytes do you need? Unlimited? Oh, they know you. That's why they don't give you unlimited no more. You think you get unlimited, wait till they start throttling you. You've used 10 gigabytes this month. Now we're going to put you on dial-up. That's what they do, because there's never enough. Right? Never enough. Do you know how I know there's never enough? What's that? Because we all do the same thing. Right? You get a new phone, wait a year. They got another one. You know what I'm talking about? There's always something new, and there's never enough. There's never enough money. Because you know what the government does? They print more. When they run out, we'll make more. And you know what they do? They'll plant more trees. Listen, Mr. Economics. Doesn't that bring the value down? The inflation rate, 2% every year. Brother trying to get smart. Don't play me. I got a 4 on my AP test in econ. Not a 5. Just a 4. Whatever. You guys there at Philippians? I gave you a long time to get to Philippians, okay? Get me started. Okay, we're there. Philippians 4. Philippians 4:10. Maybe you heard this verse before. I know you heard 13 because y'all been staying up for a while. Philippians 4 says, "How I praise the Lord that you were concerned about me again." Brother Paul is writing to his friends over in that city called Philippi, and he's saying, "Hey, I'm really glad you guys are thinking about me. You're on my heart. I'm on your heart. Got to keep in touch." He says, "I know you've always been concerned for me." That's a good friendship right now, even though you didn't have a chance to help me. Okay, so he's got needs, okay? That means he does not have enough. Paul doesn't have enough. You ever been there before? just need a little bit more. I need another dollar. I need another dollar. You ever been there? I just need 50 more dollars. I just need one more. Just one more. God, just give me one more. I'll never ask for another thing again. Liar. Verse 11. Not that I was ever in need. Come on, Paul. We know. You don't got a lie to kick it. Not that I was ever in need. For catch this. For I have learned how to be content with whatever. That's how you find enough, with whatever. Whatever. With whatever I have. Verse 12, I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it's with a full stomach or an empty stomach, with plenty or with little. For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. And see, you thought that was just about getting a touchdown on your varsity team. You thought that was just about getting a good grade on your test. I could do all things in Christ, even date this girl. No. That's nice, but that's not what the verse means. The verse means whatever. It means whatever you have is enough. Oh. Even so, you've done well to share with me in my present difficulty. See, Paul had a problem. He didn't have enough. But because he had Jesus, you've heard me say this before, Jesus plus nothing means you have everything. Jesus plus nothing. If you got nothing plus Jesus, that means you have enough. But if you got everything minus Jesus, you won't ever have enough. Ever have enough. How much is enough? Oh, did you guys write that down? Because she's preaching. We need to be careful because everything in this world is designed to get you to spend money on something, right? New shoes. That's why they release new editions of those shoes. That's the way why they wait 20 years and they re-release them. Because they know if you did have them, they're broken now. So you could buy more. Everything in this world is designed to get you to spend money on stuff that doesn't matter. You see, the Bible says, Paul says here, through the Holy Spirit, he says, I've had nothing and it was enough. Because I don't need stuff to make me happy. See, that's the lie. Is if I get the right thing, then I can express myself. And if I can express myself in this fashion, in this style, in this label, if I can express myself through the way I present myself, then people will know who I really am. That's the dumbest thing anybody's ever believed. But we all buy it, right? We all think that sometimes you got to have the new phone because the old one's outdated because your phone's the wrong phone. We everybody has this kind of style. Everybody has this much. Even to the matter of I can't eat that kind of food because it's not the name brand food. People think these things. Ain't nothing wrong with Dr. Thunder. Well, unless you drink it warm. What? It's true. Don't tell me you never drank no Dr. Thunder before. What? That's the Walmart. It's the Walmart Dr. Pepper. Look at you guys. Look at you guys judging me now. Thank you. All the Dr. Thunder people in the house say what? Thank you. Can't afford Kool-Aid, you get the Flavor-Aid. Guys, judging already. There's never enough. There's never enough if you need stuff to make you happy. And I that even rhymes. You tell me you can't remember that. But stuff is never going to make you happy. You are bigger than the sum of how much money you spend on next year's school clothes. You are bigger than the type of college you get into. You are bigger than the size of a house or apartment or condo or paper bag you live in, okay? Look, because Paul the Apostle, he said, look, I've had nothing. And this guy literally had nothing. Literally. Like 2,000 years ago when nothing was really nothing. He said, I've been hungry and I've been full, but I've always had enough. See, when you know that you don't need more to make you happy, then you have enough. Here's what I notice when people have a need for more. Here's what happens. Is let's say you got a nice car, right? Because one day you're going to have a nice car. So you can afford that car. And then all of a sudden you're working your job in this futuristic reality you're in. What happens? You're such a good worker. Your boss is like, dang, you need a raise. So what do? You get a nicer car. But what's the problem with that nicer car? It costs more money. So now you're just as broke as you used to be with a nicer car that costs more money to fix when it breaks. So you work as hard as you can and you get another raise. So what do? What do I do? You get a nicer car because your old car is broken and you can't afford to fix it. So you buy a new car with leather interior from some billy goat they killed in Ireland. You're sitting on that nice goat, feel like butter. Bluetooth stereo, 10.2 surround sound. Lowered or raised, if you like them raised. And you're just as broke as you used to be. Do you know why? Because there's never enough. There's always more. Always more. Somebody out there wearing better clothes than you. Somebody out there with a nicer car than you. Somebody out there with a bigger phone than you. There's always more. Always more. People with more followers than you. People with bigger hair than you or smaller hair than you. You think your girlfriend's cute? His is cuter. You think your boyfriend's tall? Hers is taller. I don't know what the big deal about tall dudes is anyway. There's always more. Always more. Unless you say, whatever God's given me is enough. And if whatever God's given you is enough, then you have enough. There's always another church out there that claps louder for their youth pastor. But I'm okay with what you got. And I'm sure there's a youth pastor that preaches shorter than this one. Because how long is it long enough? Never long enough to preach. No, don't amen that, because then I'll just preach longer. Amen. Thank you, Perla. That's why I like Perla. Perla's okay. See, guys, if you aren't happy without it, you won't be happy with it. You won't be happy with it if you're not happy without it. If I could just lose 10 more pounds. No. If you won't be happy with those extra 10 pounds, you won't be happy without those extra 10 pounds. It's true. I know that because I was happy 15 pounds ago, and I'm still happy today. That's right. It's a 12-pack. Yeah, that's just because it weighs as much as a 12-pack. Look, guys, if you're not happy without it, you will never be happy with it. I love what Hebrews says. It says, don't be obsessed with getting more material things. Hebrews 13:5. Be relaxed. Slow your roll with what you have. Because why? God assured us, I'll never let you down. I'll never walk off. I'll never leave you. Jesus, the original Rick Roll. Never gonna let you down. Thank you. You did in church. I'll never let you down. I'll never walk off, and I'll never leave you, is what Jesus says. Why? Paul said, I ain't got nothing, but I got Jesus. I got everything, and I got Jesus. I'll always have enough. Always. 1 Timothy, last verse, shut it down, then we're going to talk about something. It says true godliness with contentment. Contentment just means that you're happy with what you got. Happy with where you're at. It's an unsatisfied satisfaction. Does that make sense? I'm happy with what I got, but I still want more of Jesus. I mean, I'm happy with where I'm at, but I can't wait for the next thing God's got for me. That's what it means. Doesn't mean we get to be lazy and say, I don't want to do nothing because I got everything. Godliness with contentment is great wealth. After all, 1 Timothy 6 through 10. We brought nothing with us when we came into the world, and you can't take anything with us when we leave it. If you got food and clothing, then be content. Like, that's it. You got food and clothing, be content. People who long to be rich, they fall into temptation. They get trapped by many foolish and harmful desires that plunge them into ruin and destruction. Look, man, when the Bible was written, people were just like us. They wanted the best haircut. Like, literally. Like, there are some archaeologists that study. You know what they went to college for? They got a doctor's degree in ancient hairstyles. Like, literally. They study these things. And they know. They look at a statue and they say, oh, I know that dude. That dude is from 300 BC. But that dude, 320 BC. I know. People 2,000 years ago, people weren't different than they are today. They would fight and struggle for the newest, most latest edition of their donkey. That's what it'd be. What kind of horseshoes you got on that horse? Ooh, you got those. You got those light flow max jump horseshoes on that horse? Ooh, that's pretty good. You got them low profile editions? Ooh. Dang. What are you rolling there? 20 millimeter? Ooh, that's good. Got the 22 millimeter. Lift that horse up. It's the same thing, man. True godliness with contentment is great wealth. Here's the thing with money. Money was designed to leave you. Did you know that? Money, finance, was designed to leave you. Because you got to spend it, right? So when it's not there, you can't feel like your life is falling apart. Why? It's in Hebrews. What does it say in Hebrews? Because God's got your back. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. So how much is enough? Whatever you got right now, if you can't be happy without it, you'll never be happy with it. So trust God with where you're at. Do the best with what you got, and God will make sure that he gets you what you need. As long as you're doing the best with what you have. Because he will not leave you or forsake you. Just be faithful. If you guys got somebody I got to this, give him praise.